Daniel.
Leatherneck and Lace is back. How about this, Brad? We are so honored to have with us for the next hour in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Mary Jones. How are you?
Well, I am doing wonderfully. It is so fun to see you guys, Brad Davis, well, Dan Lavallo, the masters together as they should be. My goodness.
They got us together finally. We started together back when.
We're going to end together.
I know. But it is so great to be back. It is so great. Now, is this, we're doing Facebook Live.
That's right. We're on Facebook Live, so people can go to facebook.com/talkofct and watch us in addition to listening to us on the radio.
Now, you have a story, and you can go ahead and tell it, Mary. It's all right. It's all right.
What about my wig?
About your what? No. I'm talking about...
I'm thinking about my wig. I didn't know we were doing Facebook Live. Is it on straight? This is only the second time I've worn it.
It looks great.
Second time.
She looks fabulous.
Yes, you really do look great. Yes.
Well, you know, losing hair.
When did this all happen?
It's very emotional for a woman. In particular, guys too, but for a woman, it's very emotional.
Well, I think we should start off, and we will take calls. Callers, I know, hang in there. We'll get to your calls at 888-574-2723. But let's start out Let's start out with your health. I know you've been open about it. You've been open about it on Facebook, so let's start there.
Oh, and thank you. My health is wonderful. I am 100% cancer-free. I feel fabulous. I was diagnosed with colon cancer April of 2016. Mm-hmm. So it was about an 18-month journey. And I will admit the path that I chose is a little different than what most people choose. And when I say this, there will be many, I'm sure, rolling their eyes and saying, really, Mary? But what I did not want to do conventional treatment right away. I was concerned about the toxicity of chemotherapy, the poisons, and so on and so forth. And I was determined to heal cancer myself.
And you did start that.
I'm a firm believer, have always been, long before my cancer diagnosis, that our bodies can heal themselves. So what I did, I worked with a naturopathic physician in Florida, which is where I was at the time, and went on a very, very strict, it's called a ketogenic diet, which is no sugar at all, very few carbs, no dairy, no grain, no bread whatsoever. It's really just lean proteins and some vegetables, not even all vegetables, just vegetables that have a low glycemic index, no fruit, and some supplements as well. And I got my stage 3 cancer with 3 lymph nodes impacted down to the very beginning of stage 2. The doctor said it was really on the cusp of being stage 1 with no lymph nodes. They were kind of blown away, as was I. And I had done that, started in last April, continued that until January. So what's that, 9 months or so? Right. Was getting CAT scans every 3 months to monitor, and my tumor was shrinking. It was doing amazingly. And then in January, I had a mini stroke. Little TIA, as they're called. And just for 6 hours, after that, all the symptoms went away, no residual anything, I'm so happy to say. But I learned when I was in the hospital then, 4 different doctors told me, which I had never heard before, that when you have cancer in your body, it creates something that's called anticoagulation in your blood, which means it kind of thickens your blood. Mm-hmm. And it can lead to a TIA, a full-blown stroke, or a clot. And they said, once you have had one, your chances are even greater of having another one.
Goodness.
And I wasn't real excited to have a full-blown stroke or a clot or even another TIA.
No.
So for that reason, at that time, and only for that reason, I decided to get treatment, conventional treatment, and just to get rid of the cancer quicker. Mine was working, but it takes a while.
So the TIA was not a result of going on this diet?
No, not at all. No, they say the TIA was a result, you know, they think it could have been a result of just having cancer in my body, having cancer cells, because, again, it thickens your blood. I never knew of that connection. So I ended up going to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota for 6 weeks. I had chemo and radiation at the same time. And the reason I went to the Mayo Clinic is because I had a different type of radiation, a newer type of radiation. Conventional radiation is photon radiation. I had what's called proton radiation. And the difference is it's more targeted. So it does not do as much damage to the healthy surrounding tissues. And that was important to me. There are not a lot of, for my type of cancer, there are only three cancer centers in the country that do proton because it's relatively new. It's not experimental, but it's relatively new. Mayo Clinic has been doing it for just 2 years, and they were one of the three that offered it for my type of cancer, so I went there.
And you know, as I talked to Mary, and I told Mary this, and you knew it, you knew that Rosanna,
yes,
10 years ago, I lost her.
Yes,
the same kind of cancer. However, did not do what you did, and so you wonder if all these different things do make a difference.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And one of the things it speaks to, and hopefully we all know this. You know, a couple of things I've learned through this journey. We need to be, number one, our own health advocates. You have to. You have to get second opinions. You just have to make sure that you're going down a road that you feel comfortable with, that feels right to you, and not just because a doctor recommends it. And secondly, Brad, all those preventive tests. You know, we have to get those colonoscopies.
Absolutely.
I understand they're not pleasant, but they're out there. They save lives.
No question. Get yours. Okay.
Other cancer screening tests as well.
We're going to take a break. Then we're going to take phone calls. I know we have traffic coming up, so let's start with that. 888-574-2723 is our telephone number.
17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, and let's check and see just how the bumper-to-bumper crowd is doing, and here she is, Janelle Crispin, who does a great job for us. Janelle, how does it look right now at this hour?
Oh, Brad, thanks much. We do have some heavy-duty traffic on 84, very slow exit 39 all the way to 51. And westbound, you're going to hit the brakes exits 54 down to 53. Now, 9, we have slowdowns northbound through New Britain. And 91 southbound, there is a crash, and that's causing big delays at exit 34. 44, Albany Avenue, heavy because of a crash at Bloomfield Avenue. This report is brought to you by the Red Cross. The Red Cross is greatly in need of volunteers to help with warehousing, shelter management, supply distribution, and administrative support. Those interested in volunteering can register at redcross.org/volunteer. I'm Janelle Crispin, back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and thank you. Thank you very much, Janelle. You know, my friends, I know that many of you have already called WeatherTight Systems, and I'm very happy that you have, and I've got some more information. WeatherTight Systems, a new sponsor of ours, and of course, winter's just around the corner. You're talking about maybe a new roof, siding, windows, whatever, but gutters, they are experts, and we have got for you, you will receive a $500 cut in price. That's right, a complete gutter helmet and helmet heat system. You'll save $500, but even better than that, for as low as $49 per month, you will have a new gutter system installed. No more ice dams, no more worries. That's right, never clean your gutters again. For as low as $49 a month, I want you to take this down. WeatherTite Systems.com and give them a call. WeatherTite Systems.com and you'll be glad that you did.
Okay, Brad, back with Mary Jones and our Touch Points Rehab Interview Chair. We're taking phone calls. We're live on Facebook, 888-574-2723, our telephone number. You remember how this works, Mary?
I do. I think phones, I do.
The phones are jammed up.
Let's go to Sandra in Hartford. Good morning, Sandra.
Sandra, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And I have to tell you what a privilege is to hear from Mary Jones.
Oh, thank you, Sandra.
The first thing I said to Dan Is she going to come? Is she coming back to Connecticut? Is she going to do something because she's so smart? And all these things went right in my head, and Dan said, no, she was just visiting. But I'll take that because you have no idea, and by you I mean the other people, how wonderful this person is.
Aww.
And she had so many people that were disappointed when she left here, but you know,
I was one of them.
But I always loved you, and you're wonderful.
Oh, you're very kind.
Sandra, thanks very much for the call.
You're very kind, Sandra. Thank you.
You
made, my day.
Let's go to John in Bethlehem. John, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Jones. How are you?
Well, John, I am doing wonderfully. How the heck are you doing?
Let's just say the happiness meter's back on again.
The happiness meter. You know, it's so funny that you said that. I have not thought of my happiness meter in a couple years, but I know what you're referring to. I get it.
Well, we had the community in the afternoon and in the morning.
Yes.
I called it my hour of serenity, and I was just telling my other half, I says, you know, she almost had an expert on for every non-political position that there ever was.
That's right. Everything.
So I mean, the guest. I said. I used to say to myself, "Where did she find that one?"
That's true. I did talk about everything in life except politics.
Well, you know, I remember we had that night out where you allowed the guys to come. We went to Sellington downstairs.
Yeah, I didn't do that that often.
That liquor store.
Once a year, I let the guys come. That was it.
That was it. That's
she wouldn't even let me come.
And I took it. I didn't care. But it's nice to hear you. And
are you happy these days, John?
You know me. I don't show much.
No,
I feel it more than I show it.
2 days ago. He's happy.
Right,
good.
Right now I'm doing pretty good, especially with being with Brad the other day at Big E.
Oh, at the
funny
Big E
part
Connecticut
was,
Day.
No one knew who he was until after he announced the parade. Then he had the groupies along the stage. It was hilarious.
Hey, John, great
John,
call.
It is
thank
so
you.
Nice to hear your voice. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Pat in West Hartford. Pat, good morning, good morning.
Pat, go ahead.
Pat, go ahead.
Pat, oh, Mary, it's Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Oh, my God, I am so excited to talk to,
oh.
to be able to talk to you. We miss you when your ladies' night's out.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to talk to you also. How are you?
Oh, okay. It's going okay. But anyway, I'm so glad you did so well.
Oh, thank you. It's, you know, I will say there are fewer things more exciting after you're struggling with cancer for 18 months to get a call from the doctor to tell you you were 100% cancer-free.
Wow.
That's a pretty good feeling.
It sure is, especially with that diagnosis. Well, I have to tell you something. My daughter-in-law had that proton treatment with radiation up in Boston.
Oh, did she? Yes.
Yes, and I got a chance. She wanted me to go one day with her to see her oncologist, and they took me back there to see the machine they use.
Oh, that machine, it's the size of a city block.
Wow.
Yes.
That machine, it's amazing.
Yes.
And, you know, I will say I'm not going to mention names because it would not be right for me to do so,
right.
But I was speaking with someone a couple days ago in this area, and there are a couple of hospitals thinking about bringing proton to Connecticut.
Oh, that would be great, because I knew there was only three facilities, and she happened to be in the Boston area.
Yes, and there are none in Connecticut, and it's a huge expense. It needs a lot of space, because the machine itself, as I say, is almost the size of a city block.
I know, because while she was getting set up, my daughter-in-law, he took me back to see it. I said, oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Oh,
I know.
Very fascinating. Especially, I was an oncology nurse, and I dealt with cancer.
Oh, that's right. That was your specialty, Pat. I had forgotten that.
Yeah. So I thought about you, and I'm glad I listened and knew you were going to be on Brad and Dan, because then I really didn't know what your diagnosis was, but now I do. But you did fantastic.
Well,
but
thank
you. I'm kind of glad, to be honest with you, that you did have chemo and radiation.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you say that. It was, I will admit, Pat, and you, with your medical training, you will understand this. For the 8 or 10 months that I decided not to do treatment conventionally, And I was doing my diet and supplements and meditation and visualization and all that stuff I really believe in as far as our bodies healing themselves.
Right.
It was a very lonely journey because everyone I talked to thought I was making a mistake. You're very well-intentioned, but no one really, Morgan, of course, my husband, would support anything that I do.
Right.
But my friends, my family, they really all thought I should do treatment. And I realized that I was spending a lot of my time defending what I was doing and justifying what I was doing, and that was too exhausting. So after a while, I kind of just stopped talking about it because, yeah, it was a very lonely road, and you can relate to that.
Right, right. But I'm glad you did so well. It was great talking to you. Miss
thank
Nisha,
you.
Ladies Night.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Talk about it. In fact, I'm going to meet Tony shortly.
Are you?
Oh,
give
talk, and good luck.
Give Tony a big hug.
I would do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, she's
26
wonderful.
Minutes after 8. Mary Jones, if you're just joining us. Mary Jones is back. Yes, at least for this morning. Hope for more hours along the way. Dave in Meriden. David, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan, Brad, and especially Mary. How
are
you?
There's that voice. I am doing great, Dave. How are you?
Good, good. Boy, I'm very glad to hear you're on the road to recovery.
I
heard the news from you. I mean, I was devastated. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dave, one thing that you can appreciate, because you had gotten to know me over the years, and thank you for sending the pictures of your grandkids when you do several times a year,
because
your kids, I mean, how adorable. But, you know, when I was doing my show, my life was an open book. I talked about everything, every aspect of my life. But very uncharacteristically, Dave, when I was diagnosed, I didn't mention anything on Facebook for a year, over a year. It was just very personal. I wasn't ready to talk about it. I wasn't ready to be defined as a cancer patient, cancer victim, didn't want that. And it took me a while, as I think it does, to process it. So very unlike me, I said nothing on Facebook for 16 months.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's your choice, and people have to respect the privacy, and that's what you wanted to do.
Yes.
And, but it's wonderful to hear your voice on the radio again.
Oh, thank you.
And, the offer I made to you a while back is still open at Harry's, if you want.
I was going to say, which offer was that, Dave?
Does Morgan know about this?
Harry's. The lunch at Harry's in Colby.
Harry's the restaurant. Harry's is not the name of, like, a hotel or anything, Morgan. Just FYI.
No,
it's
no,
all right. No, I love Harry's.
After hearing your diet, though, you may not want to.
Well, and I will admit, I live not that far from Harry's. I live right at Amston Lake in Hebron, and Harry's is right down the road, and I've not been there this season yet because I don't eat a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers at this point. But
sure, that's understandable.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But you let me know when you're there. I'll just drive down and sit at the picnic table and join you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
When are you heading back to Florida?
On October 6th.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'll have to hurry up and get... I'll have to hurry up and get down.
That's
thanks,
right.
Dave. Thanks,
Dave,
for the call.
Thank you.
David.
Big
thank
hug.
You.
Big hug.
Running out of time during this segment, but callers hang in there. We'll get back to you following the news.
Getting a lot of calls.
Mary,
lots of calls.
When you were first diagnosed with colon cancer, what went through your mind?
Oh, my. It's very scary. There were a lot of tears, I will admit.
Was this the result of a colonoscopy?
Yes. Yeah. It was. And I was not late in getting colonoscopies. I was, a matter of fact, 2 years early. I wasn't due for one.
So why did you get one?
It's interesting. I was feeling just a little, I won't even say pain, but just something. You know, we know our bodies.
Right.
And just a little something that I overlooked just in my abdomen. It's like, well, I don't usually feel that, but that's nothing. Maybe I just pulled a muscle, maybe this, maybe that. So I put it off for a couple of months. Not a long time, but then had a colonoscopy for that reason, just to get it looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very smart thing to have done.
No question.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. But very scary.
You look tremendous. Just unbelievable.
Oh,
really.
Thank
unbelievable.
Well,
8:30 in the morning.
Better.
Going to take a short break and then back with a very special guest, Mary Jones, the one and only.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are trading insults and threats. The president on Twitter calls Kim a madman.
Kim's statement called the president deranged and vowed that he would pay dearly for his threat to destroy North Korea and that he's unfit to hold the prerogative of supreme command of a country.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump holds a campaign rally for Alabama Senator Luther Strange tonight.
I don't think there's going to be any difference at the end of this debate over who the person is most qualified to help the president make America great again.
Senator Strange in a debate with Republican primary challenger Roy Moore, who's running against what he calls the elite Washington establishment.
The problem is President Trump's being cut off in his office. He's being redirected.
Their runoff elections on Tuesday. Strange was appointed this year to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. Moore was Alabama's Chief Justice. Fox News. We report, you decide.
My friends, I want to tell you about something I learned recently about auto and home insurance. Gone are the days when you had to buy insurance directly from one carrier. Thanks to my new friends at CCS Insurance, they'll gather multiple insurance quotes for you and make sure that you're not overpaying. They review the quotes with you and help you choose the best one based on coverage and cost and save you money. The process of getting multiple quotes has never been so easy. And did I mention this is all for free? The good people at CCS Insurance even go one step further. Once you're a customer, they will reshop your policy at every renewal to make sure you're still getting the lowest rate, delivering that new customer feeling again and again. Give CCS Insurance a call now at 860-321-2422 or visit ccsinsurance.com and take advantage of this free and easy way to start saving money now.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
I saw Dr. Fitchman for the first time in 2000 because I was interested in LASIK surgery. Then I discovered that I could keep my monovision, which I had with the contacts, by just getting LASIK in the right eye. So Dr. Fitchman told me about that, so I just did the right eye, and it was great until cataracts slowly started growing and changing everything. So I wanted to have that monovision back, so when it was time for cataract surgery, Dr. Fitchman said it was no problem. We could do each eye a different prescription. And then because I had the LASIK surgery, he told me about a laser procedure that would help him get a better measurement for choosing the lens. And we did that, and I now have 20/20 vision in my right eye for distance, 20/20 in my left eye for reading, no more glasses, and it's been wonderful.
Call the Fitchman Eye Center today at 1-877-FICHMAN to see if you are a candidate for this life-changing procedure, or visit us at FitchmanEyeCenter.com. Laser-assisted cataract surgery at the Fitchman Eye Center. You can clearly see the difference.
Do you own property that you need to move like yesterday? Listen to this. Contact MyHouseBuyer.com now. Do that and you'll have an offer in your hands within 24 hours. Sell your property now. No commission, no inspections, any condition, any price range. Closing and cash in hand within 2 weeks of your call. Honest and trustworthy. Call MyHouseBuyer.com at 860-325-SOLD. 860-325-SOLD. The first 10 callers receive $1,000 towards closing. When it's time to sell your property, think of MyHouseBuyer.com.
The talk of Connecticut's and American Senior Benefits Luncheon Series returns. Join Brad Davis and Dan Lavallo Tuesday, October 10th from 11 to 2 at Farmington Gardens. With flu season and the enrollment period of Medicare upon us, Brad and Dan will have an expert health panel to help guide you through the ins and outs of enrolling yourself or a loved one into Medicare. Plus, the Healthy Choices Fast Vax mobile unit built by Hunter's Ambulance will be on site administering flu block flu shots covered by your insurance and administered by Hartford Healthcare and and home nurses. Open to the public, just bring your insurance card and ID. Tickets just $30, includes a delicious three-course lunch. Call 860-768-8550 to purchase your tickets. That's 860-768-8550. The talk of Connecticut's and American Senior Benefits Luncheon Series with Brad Davis and Dan Lavallo, Tuesday, October 10th at Farmington Gardens, 999 Farmington Avenue in Farmington. More information at talkofconnecticut.com.
91 very slow southbound at exit 34 with a crash there, and then it remains heavy down to 33. A route 2 westbound, there's an accident at exit 2W and very heavy slowdowns as a result. 84 eastbound, very slow exit 40 all the way to 51, and then in East Hartford westbound, heavy exit 56 down to 50 or 47. That is 9 is still jammed northbound through New Britain with lots of extra company there. I'm Janelle Prisman with your traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
News, weather, traffic, politics with Brad and Dan. This is the Brad and Dan Show on the Talk of Connecticut.
And Dan, boy, I'll tell you, I am glad that Mary is here and you've got us on television.
That's right, we're on Facebook, so you can watch us in addition to listening to us. You can watch us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkofct. Mary Jones and our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. We're taking phone calls, Brad.
And would you believe, because we are on Facebook, evidently, I can't believe it.
Well, now, we don't know if it's officially him, so we'll just have to go to Tony in Key West.
Okay, Tony in Key West. Tony, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad, Dan, Mary. How are you?
It is Tony.
Tony Borelli.
You know, Tony, Eric, who's the wonderful producer here I just met this morning, put a piece of paper. It said, Tony from Key West. And I said, oh, my God, that can only be one Tony.
Tony, I saw a picture of you last night.
Oh, my.
You're in great shape. And also, you got a beard.
That beard.
Yeah, I grew the beard in the past 2 years.
Yes.
No change.
Now, Tony, what is that? I've seen your picture on Facebook many times, or as Brad calls it, spacecraft. Oh, my goodness. Still has not really gotten on the Facebook program, but I saw your, I've seen your picture many times, and that beard I know, which is, like, enormous. It kind of reminds me of the Smith Brothers, you know? But it's very popular look on young guys. What is it called? Is there a style to that beard?
No, just a basic beard.
Really?
My whole life I was always clean-shaven, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to grow a beard, see what it looks like.
Now, for people who don't know, Tony was our in-studio producer for years, your show, Mary's show,
yes.
My show,
yep.
And then moved to Florida. Tony, give us an update on Key West with the hurricane. Can you fill in our audience?
Sure. You know, Key West is right back. You know, we're almost 90%. We have 100% power. The middle keys really got hammered. Mm-hmm. A lot of people lost their homes, but not too much structural damage in Key West.
Wow.
A lot of trees down. I stayed here for the storm. The storm wasn't too bad. I mean, 100 mile an hour winds, 120. But Monday, when that sun came up and it was hot with no AC the whole week, that was rough.
Yes. Now, you went, if I remember correctly reading, Tony, that you went to a hotel. Is that right?
Yeah, I stayed up in La Concha for a few days, but, I mean, Sunday night I slept on the roof because they had a generator for the AC going, and the rooms were only 85 degrees, and the windows wouldn't open. So I said, you know what, I'm going to sleep on the roof.
Wow.
Must have felt like you were back in the Marine Corps.
Pretty much.
Yeah, just kind of roughing
and,
it.
Monday and Tuesday were really rough, and then Wednesday, the U.S. military started flying in cargo aircraft with supplies. It got a little bit easier. I know there's a couple of Navy ships off the coast bringing supplies in.
So what's life like right now? Is it almost back to normal? Give us a rundown on that.
Yeah, it's pretty. We're almost there. A lot of docks got wiped out through the water. There's a lot of sunken boats around the island. I'm going back to work tonight, so first night back in 2 weeks.
Mm.
And that's a good thing.
Is there a lot of infrastructure rebuilding that needs to be done?
Not in Key West. Like Middle Keys, Little Torch, Big Pine. A lot of houses really got wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they need the most help right now. Mm-hmm. Probably like 20 miles north of Key West.
I saw a picture, Tony. It was in Key West of the Red Cross and a big truck, and they were just handing out free food to everybody walking by.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was right on Red Cross, FEMA. I mean, they helped out. They were right there. It was quick. It was good.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a great job. All the linemen down here getting the power back.
Sure. Wow. Oh, sure.
Tony, so glad you called the program.
Oh, tremendous. Yes. Tremendous.
What a treat to hear your voice, Tone. What a treat.
Dan, how's that golf game?
You know what? I haven't picked up a golf club in over a year. I'm waiting for you to come back to Connecticut.
No, I moved to Florida, and I haven't played that much golf myself.
Well, we need to get you back here at least for the summer. We'll tee him up. How's that?
You got it.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey,
so good
Tony,
to hear from
you. Thank you, Tony.
To
talk to
big,
you.
Big hug, Tony.
All right.
Be safe.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Okay. Let's go to Krista in the old hometown, Enfield. Krista, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Mary.
Hello, morning. Krista. How are you today?
Well, I'm great, and I'm looking at you on the computer, and you look just wonderful.
Really? Now, tell the truth. How does my wig look? I'm still getting used to it, Krista.
It looks fantastic, Mary. It looks fantastic.
It's, you know, when I got this wig, I walked into, can I say the name of the place?
Yeah,
where that
sure.
Got it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fabulous. Wig Gallery, right on the Silas Dean Highway in Wethersfield. A fabulous place, and Vincent, who runs it, I met with him, and I said to him, because my natural hair is very curly, curlier than this wig is, and I said to Vincent, I showed him a picture of what my hair used to look like and what I would like to look like again, and he said, you know, curly wigs are not very popular, and it's like, well, we're not starting off at a good foot here. So this wig is not curly, it's just wavy, but it's good to know that it's looking okay. Thank you, Krista, for that.
Well, I will tell B all about it, Mary, and
especially
about the proton radiation.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Well, you can relate. You know, you have medical background yourself, I know.
Yes.
You're a retired nurse also.
Oh, you look fantastic. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear your voice.
It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, I wish you were back on the radio.
Oh, well.
We all do.
It's fun being on the radio right now, and thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, Mary, you know I love you.
I love you too, Krista.
Yeah, best of everything to you.
Yeah,
thanks, Krista.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Krista.
You take care.
You tell us you treat her right.
That's right.
We will.
Let's go to Chris. Chris in New Britain. Chris, good morning, good morning.
My hometown.
How are you?
Good. Hello, the singing chaplain.
That's right.
I recognize that
Mary
voice.
Dan and Brad, how are you all?
Good,
Chris. How are you? Fine.
Oh, fine, fine. Thank you so much. You know, I want to say this is an absolute thrill to have you three at the same place at the same time on the same mic.
How about
what
that?
What a blessing.
Well, I'm glad to say we have three different mics, Chris. We're not sharing one. But yeah, I know. I mean, I like these guys, but that would be a bit much.
Let me suffice it to say this about Mary. Mary is medicine on the mic.
Wow.
And what I mean by that.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Is that as a minister, encouragement is a fruit of the Spirit. And whenever I turned Mary or Mary or Brad on, it was like a spoonful of encouragement for my...
We're losing you.
Mm.
It was an oasis of encouragement, love, and positiveness that is so lacking on radio or anywhere else today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, that's, yeah.
Very nice. Thank you.
Chris, great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Chris.
And this is
much.
Barbara now in Manchester. Barbara, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning to the hostess with the mostest.
Oh, this is that Barbara right. from Manchester. I was hoping I saw on the piece of paper, Barbara from Manchester, and I said, could it be that one? And it
yes,
is.
It is. Yes, it is. I've had so many calls in the last 2 days to tell me Mary was going to be on. I mean, I think they think that I'm your hang-on or something, but I miss you so much and those wonderful dinners that we had, and it was almost like a big family of gals.
Girls' night out. Yeah, we had done that for about, I think, 8 years.
Well, that was not long enough.
we had fun. You know, what took place there had to stay there, so I never really talked about it too much because I get a bunch of women together and you have to have the cone of silence.
Right.
Yeah, well, this fellow from church called me first thing this morning to tell me you were going to be on, and I think he always felt like he should have been able to go to those dinners. But
hey, he was invited once a year. That was plenty.
What were those like when the men were invited?
Very different.
I was never invited.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You were invited once, and you came.
I went to one of them at New Britain Stadium.
That's right.
Stadium, yes.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, once a year, I would invite the guys.
Yeah.
Well, that was plenty. You didn't need to be there more than that.
Well, there's never been anything like it, Mary, I can tell you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We had fun.
We did. And I'm so glad that you're well. And
thank you.
God bless you and everyone there at the station. And
big hug, Barbara.
Here, too.
Have you had any butterflies this year?
Oh, my God, I'm glad you asked. I have 7 of them in their little cocoons right
really?
Now.
Really? Oh,
that's... They drove me nuts. I didn't have enough parsley. I had to go running around finding parsley.
Oh, that's
parsley
right. They like your parsley.
So the first one will probably come out Saturday, and I'll send it up to you.
Oh, that would be great. Barbara is a butterfly expert, and it's amazing all that goes on. You are a butterfly expert.
Well, Mary, I got to tell you something. Since I haven't seen you, I have 9 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, congratulations. I do believe it. Congratulations.
10 great-grandchildren. Oh, my God.
10 great-grandchildren. My oldest grandson is a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. And,
nice.
Yeah, and I had written a little book with him years ago called The Masked Banana, and so I've had it printed and sent it out to all the relatives, you know, and that's been exciting. I mean, little things like that make life so wonderful, you
know. Absolutely, and just having that big, loving family makes life wonderful.
Oh, it sure does. I don't see them often enough because, you know, when the kids went to college, they all settled down where they went to college, so I don't travel, so I have to wait for them to come here. And it's never enough.
Because they're all busy. They have their own lives.
Oh,
I know what you mean. Yes.
It's a crazy world for them. I wish they were brought up like we were and my kids were, you know. But they're just too busy and there's too much stress on them with life, you know. Life has changed, you know.
Yes, it has.
Wow.
It sure has.
Barbara, great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much.
And she raises butterflies.
She does.
Now she
and again,
feeds,
it's
she
very,
feeds
it's
them
very
what?
Parsley.
Parsley.
Parsley. And I don't know all the steps in raising butterflies, though Barbara, during the butterfly raising season, would come on the show many times and talk about it because it's fascinating and very involved. Very involved. You know, to do it correctly.
We need to get Barbara on the show, Brad.
Well, you should. You should get Barbara on the show because she is, though she won't admit to it, she is a butterfly expert. I'm saying it again, Barbara.
That's what people love butterflies.
They love that.
Exactly.
And I'd love to have her come on and talk about that book, too. She ought to get it published, you know.
So, Barbara, she's probably still listening. How should she get in touch
with you?
You've
got to call us, Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara, call us and give us contact information. Give our producer, Eric, contact information. And if you'd like to come on, we'd love to have you on to talk about the butterflies.
She's a very good radio guest. I can vouch for her.
All right. Terrific. We'll
follow
up.
Butterflies.
Everything now with butterflies.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I mean, we once raised a monarch butterfly, and that was very fascinating.
Really?
You did? No, well, actually, Susan's brother did. But we were part of it, okay? Because he brought
us
into the whole experience.
Meaning
so
you watched.
You know something?
Meaning we watched, exactly.
Part
you know
of it.
Part of it. We offered encouragement.
They say that if a butterfly lands near you, okay?
You'll get a full head of hair.
That something's going to happen to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hope it's something good.
Yes.
That's I learned that on the farm.
Really?
We had a lot of butterflies.
Well, and if a butterfly lands right on you, I know that that's a sign of great luck.
There you go.
Really?
Good fortune. Good fortune.
Okay.
So we like those butterflies.
Well, may a butterfly land on all of our shoulders.
We'll get the butterflies in the studio.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Yeah.
We can use them here.
They'll have nowhere else to go. They'll have to land on our shoulders. Hey, we're going to take a break, Brad. I know we're coming up on Your Money Now. Mary's going to be here with us until 9, and we'll take phone calls at 888-574-2723.
Okay, my friends, coming up to 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. What a treat this morning. What a treat to have Mary Jones with us, and she looks fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. fabulous.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Facebook is acknowledging the outsized, if unintended, role it played in the presidential election. Bowing to pressure from lawmakers, CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook will provide the contents of 3,000 ads bought by a Russian agency to congressional investigators.
We've been investigating this for many months now. And for a while, we had found no evidence of fake accounts linked to Russia running ads. And when we recently uncovered this activity, we provided that information to the special counsel.
Zuckerberg also pledged to make political advertising on its platform more transparent. Lillian Betancourt, who presided over the L'Oreal Cosmetics fortune, becoming the world's richest woman, died yesterday after spending decades under the spotlight for her ties to powerful politicians and her role in a bitter family feud. She was 94. Her daughter now controls 33% of L'Oreal. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate losses at the opening bell. That's your money now.
It is 8:51, 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Mary, have you got my pillow?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I do not have a MyPillow.
Well,
but it sounds like I should get one because I know you just love it.
Let me tell you something. I tested it for 3 nights because I thought all pillows were the same. They're not. They're not. Well, I will promise you something.
What's that?
Okay.
You're going to buy me one?
I'm going to get you a MyPillow for coming here with Dan and myself.
Really?
Yes, I
promise
you.
I will happily accept my pillow.
Oh, you will accept it, okay?
Happily.
And you know, all the folks here that listen, and you don't even have to worry about this, 50% discount now, but
wow.
This is going to be a gift from Dan and myself to you.
I'm still waiting for my pillow from him, by the way, but Mary, that's okay.
I can't tell you, Dan, over the years, how many things Brad had promised he was going to give me. I'd never seen them, but go ahead.
50% off, my friends, that's all, but that's a lot of money when you see what you're going to get. Yes, two my pillow premium pillows, two go anywhere pillows. You know what that means? You can go anywhere. And all you have to do is call 1-800-659-1135. You know that number. And you can also go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC. But you will sleep. I'll tell you something. This is a fabulous, fabulous pillow. And I can't believe, I know why you're buying it, because you get 50% off. And that's a good thing that the listeners have, and this is the reason that the pillows are selling like hotcakes. They really are. 1-800-659-1135 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC.
That is a pretty good breakfast. You're not even eating.
Not ever.
Why not? What's up?
Kath and I knew that Jenny had been partying a bit. Found out she tried heroin.
Most people don't know what to say about drugs, but we do. Visit us at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, where families find answers.
Juniper Home Care wants to know, do you or someone you know live with a person over the age of 65 who needs assistance with activities of daily living? Are you their primary caregiver? If so, you may qualify for compensation for your tireless, committed care. Juniper Home Care is pleased to offer a family caregiving program which will train you, provide nursing support, 24/7 office overview, and even pay you. See how you may qualify for compensation for taking care of a loved one inside your own home. Learn more at juniperhomecare.com or call them at 860-523-1418. Juniper Home Care Family Caregiving Program. Because the best caregivers are family. JuniperHomeCare.com. Must be 65, on or eligible for Medicaid, and live in the same home. My friends, I want to tell you about something I learned recently about auto and home insurance. Gone are the days when you had to buy insurance directly from one carrier. Thanks to my new friends at CCS Insurance, they'll gather multiple insurance quotes for you and make sure that you're not overpaying. They review the quotes with you and help you choose the best one based on coverage and cost and save you money. The process of getting multiple quotes has never been so easy. And did I mention this is all for free? The good people at CCS Insurance even go one step further. Once you're a customer, they will reshop your policy at every renewal to make sure you're still getting the lowest rate, delivering that new customer feeling again and again. Give CCS Insurance a call now at 860-321-2422 or visit ccsinsurance.com and take advantage of this free and easy way to start saving money now.
Getting your morning started with all the information you need. The Brad and Dan Show, the talk of Connecticut.
5 minutes before 9 o'clock, Mary Jones, Dan Lovallo. Boy, I'll tell you, what more do you want?
Brad, just quickly, great comments on Facebook, Mary. As you know, we've been on Facebook Live. Ling yes. writes, God bless you. Rebecca, hi, Mary. I love seeing and hearing you back on the radio. Bill, Mary, it's sure good to see and hear you again. You are a very special lady. Donna, good morning, my friend. And that's just one of the many comments that have been posted.
Very kind. Thank you all.
We've been on
kind.
Television, too, huh?
Well, Facebook. Let's get quickly some more calls.
Okay, let's go to Gail in New Britain. Gail, good morning, good morning.
No, we lost Gail?
Okay, Beth in Newington. Oh. Beth, good morning.
No, it is Gail.
I think we do have Gail.
We do have Gail.
Oh, we have Gail. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gail.
Good morning, Mary and Brad and Dan. It's great to be on with you. This is Gail Ebert, and you are my longtime radio friend.
Yes.
In the morning and at night, Mary, on my drive home. I used to love listening to you.
Oh.
And I just am so excited to hear your voice again and to have you with Brad and Dan. What a great triplet you made.
Tell you what, we'll move down to Florida with you, Mary, and we'll do the show from down there.
Let's do it. How are you, Gail?
Mary, I just love the way that you and I share a passion to help women, to help women be the very best that they can.
Oh, gosh,
and I just wonder if you'd talk a little bit about what advice you offer to women to make them the very, very best that they can. And I'm just going to say thank you for all that you've done to our community.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
Thanks,
well,
Gail.
Looking at the clock in terms of time is running out, I will answer your question in three words, Gail. And that is what I had always said as the signature sign off to my show. And it really encapsulates what you're talking about. And that is believe in yourself. That's where it all starts. It's where it starts and it's where it stops. Believe in yourself.
Wow.
Boy,
that's it.
That sure is. My goodness, we're out of time. Callers, apologize. We're out of time. Mary, you don't know how happy Brad and I and our audience obviously was that you came to visit us
today.
Well,
thank you for the invitation.
I got a tear in my eye.
Yeah.
It was awfully nice seeing you, Dan, and it was kind of okay seeing Brad, but it's wonder I'm teasing.
Now, just for old time's sake.
I love you both.
Just so you know, for old time's sake, I'm going to get up and leave, and you guys can do leather neck and lace between 9 and 10.
For the next hour?
No.
Just kidding.
That's right. That was a fun show we had done
that
for a couple of years.
God, was it ever.
Yes.
Was it ever.
And you put me through my paces every day.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
I want to
have
play
a great
this
weekend.
Song for you, Mary. God bless you, and God bless all of you, and Dan is coming right up.
The views and opinions expressed on the Brad and Dan Show do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Connoisseur Media or its advertisers.